Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 7, The Intrinsic Significance of the Materials of the Temple. Wednesday Related Verses. Romans chapter 11, verses 17 and 24. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and became a fellow partaker of the root of fatness of the olive tree, Verse 24, for if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into the cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Exodus chapter 30, verses 25 and 30, and you shall make it a holy anointing oil, a perfume compounded according to the perfumer's art. It shall be a holy anointing oil. Verse 30, and you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and sanctify them, that they may serve me as priests. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45b, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. Psalm chapter 106, verse 48. Blessed be Jehovah, the God of Israel, from eternity to eternity. And let all the people say, Amen, Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Through which he has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 and 27. And you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know. Verse 27. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Related reading. Romans chapter 11, verse 17, speaks of the Gentiles being grafted in among the Jews and becoming fellow partakers of the root of fatness of the olive tree. Fatness in verse 17 is a reference to the riches of Christ. The fatness of a tree is the sap, the life juice of the tree. Practically, today, the fatness of the olive tree, that is, the riches of Christ, is the life-giving spirit, whom Christ became in his resurrection. If we desire to partake of the riches of Christ as the fatness of the heavenly olive tree, we need to contact the life-giving spirit as the life juice of Christ. To be grafted into Christ is not to be taught by Christ, but to be joined to Christ organically. In order for us to be grafted into Christ, he must be the spirit, and we must have a spirit. Otherwise, there is no way for us to be grafted into Christ. Our being grafted into Christ is a fact, a reality, in the Spirit, that is, in the mingling of the divine Spirit with the human Spirit. Today, Christ is the life-giving Spirit, and we have a human Spirit as the organ for us to receive Christ. Hence, our being grafted into Christ is a matter of our being joined to Christ in our spirit. Because the grafting with Christ has taken place in our spirit, we need to exercise our spirit continually. If we exercise our mind and neglect our spirit, in a practical sense, we will be cut off from Christ. The best way for us to exercise our spirit is to call on the Lord, saying, Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. In all kinds of circumstances, we need to say, Oh Lord. If we will do this, we will enjoy the fatness of the olive tree. When we open our mouth to say, O Lord, we exercise our spirit, and we immediately partake of the Lord as the life-giving spirit. There is no need for us to compose a long prayer. We only need to say these two simple words, O Lord. To call on the Lord in this way is spiritual breathing. Another way for us to enjoy the riches of Christ is to read the Word of God. When we read the Bible, we should say Amen to every word. By doing this, we exercise our spirit, we contact the Lord, we enjoy Him, and we partake of the all-inclusive Spirit as the fatness. Romans chapter 11, verse 24 says that we were grafted into the cultivated olive tree contrary to nature. The Lord's grafting is always contrary to our nature. By nature, we were all branches of the wild olive tree, but the Lord has grafted us into Himself contrary to nature. This indicates that there is always something contrary to us in the Lord's grafting. The nature of the cultivated olive tree that we have been grafted into is contrary to our nature, that is contrary to ourself. In reality, contrary to nature means contrary to the self. The Lord's grafting is contrary to our pride, and it is also contrary to our natural humility. Whatever we are and whatever we have in our nature contradict the Lord's nature. These two natures do not correspond with one another. Our nature is the sinful nature, and the Lord's nature is the divine, heavenly, spiritual, and holy nature. May the Holy Spirit reveal to us more and more that partaking of the riches of Christ as the fatness of the root of God's cultivated olive tree is all together in the mingled spirit, and our being grafted into Christ is contrary to our nature.